Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I speak to another one of our famous listeners. No, Roy, I know you couldn't mention the name of the station because you're on Sky. Yeah, no, we are good friends with Sky.
Yeah.
Maybe just do it next time. But look, no stress. It's lovely having you tuned in. And thank you for texting in, mate. OK, I'll speak to you later on. Cheers, Roy Keane. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. And enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Wednesday morning. Sorry, got a bit of a cold. Great having you on board. So not one chance to stick it to the bin man today, but two.
Oh, yes.
I can't get over the fact that Larry, who is a cat at 10 Downing Street, has got 690,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
I can't let it go.
No. Okay, well,
because it's not even the actual cat. If the cat was typing that out with his paws, then he would deserve every single follower he's got.
It's not the cat. Unfollowing right now.
I think he's got a team. I can't be sure. But
Remember when wacky parody accounts were created all the time?
My left leg had a wacky parody account.
Anything went viral. It's had its own Twitter account straight away, didn't it? It was amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm not a wacky parody, but I desperately need followers. So that leads us nicely back on to two chances to stick it to the bin man. Follow me on Twitter at DaveBerry_tweet. I'll select one of you new followers at random and I will reward you with a bin sticker via your DMs. For those of you listening to the show right now who have no interest in Twitter or my follower account, then all you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question based upon it. And this clip comes from yesterday's edition of Five Words, Five Grand, when Emma gave completely the wrong answer. Welsh.
Cakes.
Yes, we got dragon. Oh. I mean, Stefan was kind of hoping you'd say something like I suppose. So, to stick it to the bin man on air, what would Emma's Welsh husband and hope she said? Is it A, hunk, or B, of slab of man meat? Is it A, hunk, or B, Welsh slab of man meat? Sorry, Emma. They are your
Sorry,
two
Stefan.
Options. No, he loves it when I call him that. Yeah. I've got to apologise to him. He'll message me in a minute saying, thanks, Dave. I don't even know what accent was. I'm so sorry. I know. It's awful. It's awful. As I say, is it hunk or slab of man meat? 8, 12, 15, your names, your answers, please. Or give us a follow on Twitter. It is DaveBerry_tweet. I'll select one of you at random and drop you a DM. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint was £16, now £13.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
6:47 on your Wednesday morning. First things first, congratulations to Jess Wood, who followed me on Twitter, DaveBerry_tweet. You've got yourself a chance to stick it to the bin man, Jess. Thank you for tuning into the show. But joining us on line one, we have Kyle. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Dave. Hello, team.
Hello.
Kyle is a scaffolder. Blessed are the scaffolders. To the scaffolders. Kyle, whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm from Portsmouth, Dave.
Portsmouth. Okay. So what's the bin situation down in Portsmouth then? How many bins have you got? What colour are they?
A bit boring, Dave. I've only got two, and it's a black and a green one.
Oh, that's not boring.
It's a classic. Yeah, it is a classic.
There it is. It's an all-time classic. So where are you going to put my face, Kyle? Are you going black or green?
I know you love green, Dave. You'll go on the green.
Oh, he knows me too well. Thanks, Kyle. So all you need to do is answer the question on Five Words, Five Grand yesterday. One of the words was Welsh. Emma said, remind us, Emma.
Cakes.
Yes, but obviously Emma's Welsh husband, Stefan, was hoping she would have said something like hunk or slab of man meat. Which one did I hazard a guess he would like to have heard? Was it hunk or slab of man meat?
Well, I think he would have loved both, but I think it was hunk.
It was hunk! Carl, well done, my friend. Yes. You've got your chance to stick it to the bin man. Plus, on top of that, it is Everyone Wins Week, thanks to Wix, which means everybody I speak to on air gets themselves £250 to spend in-store or online. So we'll send you that and your bin sticker.
That's Carl. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thanks very much indeed, Carl. We'll speak to you real soon, and there'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's coming up to 12 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as is tradition, it's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition, where we take a little look at the trending topics. And as we know, one of those trending topics, and Emma's brought it to us in her news bulletins, is that Angela Lansbury has sadly passed away.
Very sad news,
at the age of 96. As we know, she starred in so many iconic productions on the big screen, on the silver screen and on stage. But for me, and I know this will apply to many of you listening right now, growing up, it was all about Bedknobs and Broomsticks. She was just so perfect in that movie. It's one of my all-time favourites, and me and my little sister, we just loved it. And I cannot wait to show it to Evie. You know, she's going to be 4 in December. Yes. She's coming into that age now where that bit where they go under the sea and, you know, it all it goes animated. But as I say, Angela Lansbury is just perfect in that movie as a kind of good witch doing her best looking after these kids who have been evacuated. So, you know, she's clearly left a great legacy, and certainly in my house, it will continue for many years to come. Matt,
yes.
What else do we need to
know? Murder, She Wrote. It was all about Murder, She Wrote for me.
Daytime TV.
I used to watch a lot of that. The goings on in Cabot's Cove. So good. And then she wrote the murder stories in this little sort of binder that was like the a record of achievement book from school. Exactly the same cover.
That kind of oxblood.
exactly the same colour.
Oxblood pleather.
Cover. It's weird. Very weird. But yeah, lovely stuff. And as you say, that's one of the trending topics this morning, Dave. Another tweet that's gone viral is the Very British Problems page.
Okay.
With a little discussion point, an observation from them, remembering the huge disappointment as a child when asking, what's for pudding? And being told, there's a yoghurt in the fridge.
I literally just sent that to my mum.
I'm going to send it to my mum.
I wish she was on Twitter. It was either there's yogurt or fruit. That's it. And it's like manky old pears.
Do you not get it? It would ruin my entire day if I popped open my lunchbox and I had a peach yogurt. I would literally drop to my knees in the canteen at school and go, no!
If it was ski, I'm all right. But if it's like if it's supermarket and brand set yogurt,
you're so about the labels and the brands, aren't you, Matt? Unbelievable,
just horrible. But I do you know, if the kids have had a treat already that day, and that's like there isn't anything for pudding. There's fruit and yogurt. That's what we used to have in our day.
See, that's an alternative naughty step right there. We were discussing these yesterday on the show.
I delight in it. I really do delight in it. It's just yogurt. That's your lot. Enjoy it.
I mean, even when they tried to jazz it up in the 90s with crunchy bits in the corner. I'm still you're not getting one over me.
I do love those little balls.
They are.
Take your hand away from the bell, David.
And then one other story this morning sent to me by Vicky Williams on Instagram. It's a guy called George Crossland who does lots of video where he explains things to his baby son. They're very cute little videos on Instagram.
Right.
And in his latest offering, he explains about indie bands in the noughties, because we were touching on them earlier in the week, and now he's been explaining what, you know, how they sounded, why they sounded that particular way. Here he is in action.
Yeah, it was sort of like, do you want to go to the seaside? That sort of thing. That you sort of sang how you spoke, but most of them didn't actually speak how they sang. I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. Sort of like an American does a British accent and then sings over like guitar music.
It's like an American.
Very well observed, to be fair.
Yeah, it seems to be mainly the kooks he's laying into there.
But then again, Absolute Radio Noughties is fantastic, so go check it out by a smart speaker.
Go and enjoy their pronunciation and their singing voice. And you will be talking about it later. And I have saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's shout out time, kids. Oh, yes, it is. You better believe it.
Come on, kids.
Come on, kids. Kids.
They are.
Oh, it's the last time I used technology. Yes, the shout out comes in the form of you telling me your name, where you are, and what you're up to. And all you need to do to earn that on air within the next 10 minutes is to tell me which one of these is a fact. And this morning, we are fully focused on someone from a band that we enjoy on Absolute Radio, as well as 80s, 90s and noughties. So, A, B or C. What did Bono once spend £1,700 on? What did Bono once spend £1,700 on? Now, one of these is true. One of them is fact. But which one? A personal security escort for his daughter's teddy bear. B, a private limo for his lunch. Or C, a plane ticket for his hat.
Wow.
So as a sale,
they're all ridiculous.
I want your names, I want to know where you are and a flavour of what you're up to, plus A, B or C, which one of those was a fact?
I can imagine The Edge doing it for his hat, because he never goes anywhere without that beanie hat. Or Bono doing it for his sunglasses, but surely not.
Or Slash doing it for his hat.
Yeah, of course, Slash's hat. Dare I trust technology again?
Slash his hat.
You wouldn't let me down. A, B or C, one is fact, two are fiction. Your names, your answers, where you are, what you're up to 8 to 12:15, you could be earning your shout-out. That's coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
7:30 on your Wednesday morning, you're earning your shout-out through fact or fiction. What did Bono once spend £1,700 on? Was it a personal security escort for his daughter's teddy bear, a private limo for his lunch, or a plane ticket for his hat? Now, this has blown the minds of both Matt and Emma, but it was C, a plane ticket for his hat.
What?
Bono apparently once went on holiday and forgot his favourite hat, so spent nearly £2,000 on a ticket to have it flown over for him. Oh. He even paid for extra legroom and speedy boarding. What a guy. What a guy. Congratulations to Rianne in Swansea, sitting in the car outside work. Sophie in Worcester, trying to get the kids ready for school. Jim in Kettering, driving a smelly van full of fish. Lily from Stockport, quickly washing her car before work after a pigeon got to it last night. Steve in Kent being dragged down the road by the dog. Mary sitting in her car next to Nottingham Canal. Michael in Belfast. Steve from Sheffield loving his job cutting chicken strips. And Roger in Sandy Lane packing up Gothic mirrors. You are right. The fact is a plane ticket for Bono's hat. It was C, and that will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time once again for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Hoping to match five words with a member of the team this morning, waiting on line one, is Louise. Hello, Louise.
Morning, how are you?
Very good, thanks for asking. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, actually.
Excellent. You're a wedding photographer.
I am.
So, obviously, you had a couple of years off for obvious reasons, but yes. Now you're back. Has there been a backlog of weddings? Have you been loving life at the moment, Louise?
I wouldn't say loving life. I'm very, very busy.
Okay.
But, yeah, they have all clumped into one year, so it's been very busy.
What a lovely way of describing the happiest day of people's lives. They've all clumped into one. That really makes it special, Lou. That really does. So when it comes to five words, five grand, I know you matched zero with Emma when she was on the random player generator yesterday, but you have matched four with Matt Dyson in the past.
Yes.
So would you like to play with Matt today?
Yeah, obviously, due to that, I'm hoping to match with Matt. But, I don't mind if I get Emma. Maybe it was a fluke.
OK, let's give the random player generator a spin and see if you're getting Dyson.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn
Moore.
Free choice. Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Lovely stuff.
Good luck, Louise. Let's do a four.
Thank you.
Or a five would be nice, Matt.
Yeah. It's kind of the aim of the game, to get them five.
Different people in this world, those who reach for the top. Come on, Louise, get a three. Get a three, will you? Come on.
Don't get anything for four.
No. I love that. That's one of the most Matt Dyson things I've ever heard in my life. Let's try and get you a 4 out of 5. Unbelievable. OK, Louise, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Matt Dyson the same 5 words. If all 5 match, you're going to win £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. Your first word this morning is under.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Positive.
Negative.
That's two nice opposites in a row there. The third word is word. W-O-R-D.
Ooh. Sentence?
Word count, perhaps, I would have had.
Yeah.
I don't know. Word up.
Word search?
Word search.
Word search.
I do love gun by, you know, word up, so W-O-R-D. Your penultimate word is beauty.
Oh. Ugly?
And finally, the word is family.
Tree.
Yeah,
nice.
I like family tree. Okay, Louise, we have your 5 words. Matt Dyson's going to be back in the studio hoping to make your dreams come true by matching 4 out of 5. So stay right there, that's coming next.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
The Geneva Cottage white moulded internal door looks great in modern and traditional homes. Was £30, now just £25.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wickes.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson is back in the studio, sporting new chinos. Very nice, by the way.
You, yeah.
Louise, I don't know what she's sporting because she's on the phone on line one, but it's great to bring you back together. Let's try and get those 5 words matched up, shall we? Are you ready, Louise?
I'm ready.
OK.
Come on.
Matt Dyson.
OK.
The first word this morning for you to consider is under.
Over.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Obvious, yeah.
Positive.
Negative.
Correct.
Yes.
W... O-R-D, hoop, word.
Word. Right, word search.
Ooh. Nice. Sentence.
Word sentence.
Yeah. We went into wheelhouse territory in the middle.
I very nearly said word up.
Yeah.
I would have matched with you, Nana. I said word search as well.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that for word search.
Louise, unfortunately, you've not won £5,000 this morning. Let's do the remaining words, though, shall we, and see if it is going to be what Matt was after all along, a 4 out of 5. beauty.
Beauty. Beast.
Yeah, Angela Lansbury, of course.
Yes, of course.
Also one of the stars of that
movie.
No,
that wasn't the answer.
No, we had Ugly there. We had Ugly.
I suppose, yeah.
Family.
Family. Guy.
No.
Tree.
Family tree. That's much better. Yeah.
So it's 2 out of 5 on 5 words, £5,000 this morning. Louise, thanks for tuning into the show.
Thank you.
Good luck over the coming weeks and months with the wedding photography, and we'll speak
thank
to you real
much.
Soon.
You
cheers,
soon.
Lou. Bye now. This, of course, means we will be playing again tomorrow. If you would like to have a go, the number to call right now is 0330 123 1215. If you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can always ask it to open 5 words again and get some practice in.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we've spent the past few weeks building the ultimate parent supergroup. Yes, they are the band of Mum and Dad. There's Phil on drums, Darren on bass, Paul on rhythm guitar, Frieda on keys, Wayne on lead guitar, and Vanessa on vocals. And next week, well, the time has come. They'll be coming here to Absolute Radio in London. They will be performing on the very stage that has hosted Coldplay, Florence and the Machine, Liam Gallagher, the Foo Fighters, the Kings of Leon, and many, many more. And it's also going to be the first time that they all meet one another. And as we know, it can be quite difficult to gel a band.
Yes.
I mean, I did it successfully with The Corrs. They'd never met. But beyond that, I have no experience of doing this. So I thought it would be wise, ahead of the big day, to get a couple of bandmates on and kind of introduce them, you know, in a kind of getting to know you kind of way.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
And this morning, I have selected our lead guitarist, Wayne. Hello, Wayne!
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hiya.
Morning,
Wayne.
Very good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm grand. Yeah, all good.
Listen, Wayne, you never told me about the beard. Yeah. Throughout the entire auditioning process, you spoke about your guitars, the Death Machine and Sam, but you never once mentioned your epic beard.
What, this old thing?
You can see Wayne's beard for yourself at Absolute Radio on Twitter and find out a little bit more about the man himself. Yeah. And online too, Frida, the proofreader. Yes, she's on keys. Good morning, Frida.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Great having you back on the show. Wayne, this is Frida. Frida, this is Wayne.
Hi, Frida.
Hello, Wayne.
Okay, guys, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a few questions about your bandmates and see how many you can get right. Frida, we're going to start with you and some questions about Wayne. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good luck. Here we go. So, Frida, Wayne is from Swadlincote. He's an administrator for a company that build ambulances. But tell me, who is the most famous person Wayne has ever met?
Oh,
He did say this on the show, actually.
I'm going to go for Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant from Led Zepp. Wayne, is that the case?
No, it's not, but I would love to meet the guy.
Who is the most famous person you've ever met, Wayne?
It was The Darkness with Justin Hawkins.
Justin Hawkins from The Darkness.
Because you played with them on stage, didn't you, I believe?
Yeah, I did, yeah. We shared the stage a while back.
Am I right in remember? Because we met so many wonderful people. Didn't someone throw a cucumber at you, Wayne? Was that?
That's the
not a cucumber.
That was someone else. What a random thing to say to another human being.
Hey,
Wayne, I'm Dave. You've had a cucumber thrown at you.
No, that's my pickup line from now on.
Changing Twitter bio now. Frida, yes, it was Justin Hawkins from The Darkness, but our next question is, which world-famous rock and roll hellraiser did Wayne's dad nearly run over with his bus?
Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, that's a good guess. Wayne, is it Ozzy Osbourne?
Very close, but it was Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, your dad nearly ran over Lemmy from Motorhead in a bus?
He did, yes. He just stepped out in front of the road in Birmingham, and my dad had to sort of stop the bus quickly, and Lemmy seemed to think it was hilarious.
Threw a cucumber at him and got on with his day. That's how we do it in rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. Frida, you've not got any right so far, but they've been good guesses. They've been informed. I can see where your thinking's coming from. Wayne is clearly very technically competent when it comes to playing the guitar. But which one of the following two things can he not do? Is it whistle or blow raspberries?
Whistle.
Wayne, is this true?
Drum roll, please. Yeah, absolutely correct. I just can't do it.
How long have you been trying?
Well, it's a bit of a running joke in the office because they all whistle there and I can't do it.
They all whistle there? One of the seven rules.
Staring longingly at them while they're whistling, you know, and I just can't do it.
So have you done that thing that kind of toddlers do, where you go, woo, woo, do that instead?
It just sort of comes out like a... No, I just can't do it.
Well, let's cancel the whistling solo we had planned. Okay, so you've got one so far, Frida. Well done, yes. Wayne cannot whistle. And finally, what is Wayne's most prized possession?
I'm thinking that it's going to be the Death Machine.
Is it the Death Machine guitar that you love so much, Wayne?
It's very close. I do love that one. It is one of my other guitars, but it's the other one I mentioned, Sam.
Sam! Of course, Sam. Yeah. Why is Sam your favourite, Wayne?
So, Sam is a very rare custom shop guitar that used to belong to Sam Topman from the band Dragon Force.
Oh, Dragon Force! Yeah. Are you going to be using Sam to perform the track that the listeners choose as part of Band of Mum and Dad?
I'll be using the Hate Machine for that one.
makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense, Wayne. Okay, stay right there, because up next, Frieda, we got some questions about you that Wayne's going to try and answer. Don't move a muscle.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
20 minutes past 8, lead guitarist Wayne and on keys Frieda are currently on The Breakfast Show ahead of meeting for the first time next week when they come here to the studios. I thought it'd be nice to...
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
So Frieda got one fact from Wayne's life correct, and now it is time to flip reverse it. Wayne, are you ready to answer some questions about Frieda's life?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, so Frieda is a proofreader who once had a cucumber thrown at her at the iconic Royal Albert Hall. She is a mum of three and a very accomplished pianist. When you're going through hell, keep going. That's what I'm doing. I'm just keeping the cucumber stuff going.
It's a massive mark of respect.
Okay, Wayne, here we go. Frieda can read and translate an ancient language. But which language? Is it hieroglyphics or Latin?
Ooh, well, I would say that whichever one, that's awesome. I'm probably going to say... Let's go with Latin, because that's more likely. But either way, it's cool.
Frieda has Wayne, honor et labor.
Yes, he hit the nail on the head.
Latin, excellent. Does that come in handy?
Oh, I use it all the time.
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay, cool. That's... We could have the Latin breakdown.
Yes, nice, yeah, a little bit of Latin rap.
Like a rap in the middle. Yeah. Good idea. Okay, up next. That's one down, two to go. Frieda is part of an A-list celebrity's fan club and has had 350 pictures of this celeb on her wall at one point in her life. But who is that celebrity?
Oof.
I'll give you a clue. It's a tough one. She's an artist. She's a musician.
Okay. Musician. Okay. Let's. I have absolutely.
Come on,
no
Wayne. I've really
idea.
Narrowed it down for you. She is a musician. Come on.
Let's say I don't know. Janis Joplin.
Similar.
I have no idea.
Who is it, Frieda?
Oh, the likeness is uncanny. It's actually Rihanna.
Riri! Ah. You're in the Riri fan club! Aren't we all in one way or another?
Yes.
Absolutely love her. Okay, excellent stuff. And finally, Wayne, what is Frieda's most prized possession? And it's not a lock of Rihanna's hair.
Not a lock of Rihanna. Well, that, but is it a cucumber?
It's not a cucumber, no.
Okay, again, I've got no idea. Let's say, I don't know, her children?
Well, yeah. Oh, wow, I mean, whatever the answer is now, you're making Frieda look bad, aren't you, Wayne? Frieda, it's obviously not your children, so what is your most prized possession?
I love my children, but I love my piano more.
Oh, piano, of course.
Makes sense.
Which was a really personal and lovely gift you've had. Tell us a little bit about that, Frieda.
So when I was 10 years old, my grandparents said, Frieda, we bought you a birthday present. They took me outside, and outside was a piano.
Oh, wow.
Which actually stayed in their house for several years because wherever I moved to, it wouldn't fit.
Oh, nice. Oh, what a lovely thing to do. And obviously with that came the gift of music, and now you are keys in the band
and
of Mum
and Dad.
You
call it the hate machine as well, don't you? So
Wayne, Frieda, it's been lovely getting to know you. Thank you once again for being brilliant
on the
show, and I cannot
wait to meet
you both and introduce you to each other next week here at Absolute Radio. Have a lovely day, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is why you guys who listen to Absolute Radio are perfectly placed for this. As we have already established on the show this morning, next week we'll see the band of Mum and Dad arrive here at the studios. But then what are they going to do? This ain't no jolly.
No.
They've not come here to chow down on Nando's. Yeah, they're here to perform one of the greatest songs ever made. But what is that song?
Yeah.
The number is 8 to 12 15. So many suggestions coming into text and as well on my Instagram. So thank you for those as well. Dave underscore Berry underscore Insta. Which leads us on to Dan, who is the Star Wars tattooist.
Oh.
On Insta, he's R2 Tattoos, which is quite nice. He's got a cut. Well, he
from
had.
Tatooine as well.
Hey! Yeah. He had some great Star Wars humour for you there on the show. he had a very long list of suggestions. I've picked just two that I think could be very, very powerful when performed by the band of Mum and Dad. One is Freebird.
Yes, imagine Wayne on this with the hate machine. Come on.
I mean, is it? Are we asking too much of them? Do you think?
I think they'll rise to the challenge.
Yeah, me too. Shall we put it on the shortlist?
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd on the shortlist?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it's all a bit Wayne heavy, though, isn't it?
A bit Wayne-y.
A bit Wayne-y, yeah. What's Paul going to do on rhythm?
What's Vanessa going to do? Are there any lyrics?
There are, yeah. They're sparse, but. Yeah, it's good. He also suggested, Dan, the tattooist, that is, Stevie Wonder Superstition. So nice and tight from Phil on the drums. Lovely, lovely time to be had from Darren on bass.
Yes.
And Vanessa's got the soulful kind of voice that could do a Stevie Wonder, which is a massive compliment.
Yeah.
Frieda could get involved on this.
She could have like a horn setting on a keyboard, perhaps, could she?
Can you do that on a Bontempi 4000?
I'm not sure.
I have absolutely no idea. Okay, so thank you very much indeed for those, Dan. Jenny in Manchester says, Dave, you're looking for a song that has it all. How about The Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire? Phil can get the epic drums in. Wayne can easily slip in a Hate Machine solo. And Sex on Fire is Sexus in Igne in Latin for Frieda.
Oh,
it's a good idea,
wow.
Jenny. Is this a genius idea? I hadn't even thought about this.
This could be good, actually. It's good music to throw cucumbers to as well, isn't it?
I'll never live that down, will I? I talk to a lot of people all day, right?
It's fine.
It's a slip of one cucumber anecdote and I never live it down. Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Jenny in Manchester.
Good suggestion.
Is going on the shortlist. A really good idea. Ray says there can be only one song to rule them all.
Yes. I'm a scat man.
We could mug off Vanessa Good and pop on this one, couldn't we? Thank you, Ray. So the question is, what should the band of Mum and Dad perform? It's up to you. The number is 8, 12, 15. Producer Mark, get this as background music for me for the future. The time is 8:42.
A fresh look for less. Crown Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint was £16, now £13.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's 8:51 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, which, of course, is one breakfast show. It's just one set of talky bits, but with nine different playlists. One of those is absolute 80s. So for all of your kind of 80s needs to be catered for, it's in the free Absolute Radio app on your digital radio, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute 80s. And we love that you tune in. And it always is kind of quite interesting when you find out those who are kind of rich and famous amongst us like to listen to the show on 80s. And in the past, we've had some real big hitters. We've got Noel Gallagher, Chris and Rosie Ramsey, and Michael McIntyre. If you don't believe me,
I listen to you on Absolute 80s every day. And I remember one night we were up late, and it was on. And one of my kids got up the next day, and he said, "All I could hear last night, Dad, before I called him on, was Absolute 80s."
Chris, Rosie, thank you so much.
You know, Absolute 80s is my favourite radio station in the whole world.
Is it really?
It's on everywhere. Yeah. I appreciate that.
When I found out there was a dedicated 80s radio station, I nearly cried. I was so happy. And I've listened to it non-stop since a kid. Oh, God, I love it, don't I? It's all I listen to.
Well, I only ever listened to absolute 80s, which you do pop in the middle of the 80s songs in the mornings. I've only had it on absolute 80s. I don't seem to acknowledge any music from 1990 onwards.
Michael McIntyre slightly downplaying my job there.
Oh yeah, you occasionally pop up.
I occasionally pop up between the songs. That's literally how my dad describes what I do as well, to be fair. So those guys, Noel and Chris and Rosie and Michael, thank you.
Yeah.
And they kind of named the station. They were so happy about it. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to catch up with Monday Night Football because it's on too late for me to watch live.
But you love the punditry before the game.
Love the punditry. Got to the very end when they decided to do a kind of light-hearted feature when they were asking Roy Keane and Jamie Carragher about their top three favourite things. And they were asking about music. Now, he doesn't exactly say us.
Yeah.
But come on, Roy. I know you're listening right now. I'll give you Exhibit A.
Music, if I'm listening in my car, but a U2... Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love my 80s music. I'll always have that station on in the car, 80s. Yeah, I love it.
I love 80s. It's all right.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Pitchmore, Deacon Blue. Anything from the 80s, I love.
I'll always have that station on. I think we know which station he's referring to. Roy Keane is definitely an absolute 80s listener,
isn't
he?
Yes, amazing.
Roy, if you're in the car right now, I won't tell anyone, I promise, but the number's 8-12-15. If you can get your phone out and just drop us a little text. It's 8-12-15, Roy. Thanks very much indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
No, Roy, I know you couldn't mention the name of the station because you're on Sky. Yeah, no, we are good friends with Sky.
Yeah.
Maybe just do it next time. But look, no stress. It's lovely having you tuned in. And thank you for texting in, mate. OK, I'll speak to you later on. Cheers, Roy Keane. No, you hang up. Okay. Okay, bye, Roy. Bye, Roy. Sorry, just became friends with Roy Keane during that last song there. Sorry about that.
Normally such an angry character.
Yeah, no, but do you know wildly lovable in real life? It's almost like he's playing a role on the telly. Yeah, no, really, really nice. Real. Just great to have his digits. Really great to have his digits here locked in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Wednesday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters, as does you heading into your day socially armed, which is why Matt Dyson, every now and again, pops up here with some social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What do folk need to know, Matt?
Well, thank you to Paul Bradbury, a listener who sent me this video clip on Instagram overnight. It's Thomas Gray. You remember him? He was the stag do boy.
Yes.
Recently, that classic video that celebrated its 10th anniversary recently. He's still going strong, and he's done a new video about the Oxford English Dictionary rap party, how it went down once they'd finished writing
done.
That massive book of words.
Gentlemen, after many a year of arduous labour, the Oxford English Dictionary is finally complete. I'd like to congratulate you all on your hard work over the years, and, well, we thought it would be a nice opportunity to gather you all now and just celebrate this moment with a little bit of light-hearted fun. We thought it would be a nice idea to perhaps surreptitiously exchange some of the English words we've decided upon for French words without any explanation as to why we're insisting upon the French usage. I'll give you an example. It's a sort of kooky idea, really, but I'm papier-mâché. That's Clive. Just for no reason, we'll refer to it as papier-mâché from now on and not mashed paper. Faux pas is another one. Rendezvous. For no reason at all, we'll just refer to it as a rendezvous. And then, of course, lastly, we have our response, s'il vous plaît. People will just use it with no idea, hopefully, in the years to come. Enjoy yourselves!
Very nice. And just en route to premiere that risque content on our socials. Bon voyage.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for your Wednesday morning. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in to The Breakfast Show and to those of you, of course, who got in touch. Now, we leave you with a brand new shiny edition of the Daily Podcast, available wherever you get your pods from. And Matt Dyson, the names today are, quite frankly, all good.
Yeah,
there is no bad choice here for the name of the podcast. Okay. We start with a Welsh slab of man meat.
Yes, Emma Jones's other half, yeah.
A peach yoghurt would ruin my day.
A certain anecdote from your childhood.
I do love those little balls, though.
Ah, that's Emma's take on yoghurts.
A plane ticket for Bono's hat. Lemmy
fact.
Seemed to think it was hilarious. And the cucumber is a mark of respect.
Oh, wow. I think maybe Lemmy seemed to think it was hilarious because that's quite vague.
Yeah.
And it seems like, oh, I wonder what it's all about. Find out by downloading the podcast.
Well done, my friend. Up next, we have your chance to become a winner. We have £60,000 to give away. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800.